I pushed this button.
Didn't no sound in there now?
No sound in there.
We have to go back?
We gotta go back.
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now what?
Okay. I'm ready now. March 8th, Wednesday, at the home of Oscar Nicktoon. Second take.
Second take. Take two.
It didn't run at all, didn't it?
It's running now.
While ago.
Darn, it stops it. It's a brake on.
Didn't how you tell it. The needle didn't.
The needle was moving.
Yeah.
The tape wasn't moving.
Yeah. You just noticed it just then?
As he was going back to Pat Judge's, at the name of that place, his roadhouse there.
Where's the roadhouse?
Where? And Bells? Kissing Bells is up in the country, a little below Coldfoot, right above Canyon, Box Canyon. Mm-hmm. That's where horse team camps wintertime, you see, not summertime.
What year is this? What year?
This is, I don't know how long ago they built it. I wouldn't know.
But when
it was quite old.
Yeah.
This is 1912 yet. 1912 in spring. Now we come back to this man. What he called himself, Jesus Christ, you know. He answers that name, he said. Good thing I didn't have my testament at that time. I was so, see, he's that guy, you know.
Did he preach to you?
He speak good English, but I don't know what nationality he was. He speaks English. My sister talked to him more. She understands better than I do. Kitty, her name is. Just the name she got that one across there, one of my daughters. Eskimo name and all she got. So when we make this drag, I was too light to hold it down. But good thing this man came, hip boots on, you know. Big double-bitted axe. He wouldn't know what we stay so long. He watched. He was turning the ground up for the garden, you know. He knew we'd disappear that way and he could look for us. That was, he was hungry too, you see. So when he saw we were catching fish, he just joined in. Because Papa tell him, hi, he tell him this way. Put him in the center too. He pushed that thing down easy, he's a strong man, you know. Then we started to drag that. It was not too far. That creek was maybe this wide. Not the beach, you know, just the water. And we take it to a good gravel beach, that's where we're going through the fish. We would take him to him. Every time fish started gory, just tap him like that. He know how to do. So when we finish, he say he wants some. Papa say, how much you want? Go ahead. But he can't keep him too, you know. He take that much he gonna eat, I guess. He took 3-4 anyway. I know how that, see, bone, this far, you know. That's what suckers got. Lots of bone with little fork on them like this, just like our spear. The story on that, this sucker and what you call pickerel or pike, it's the same fish, only. Pike is longer, suckers is short. They had war years ago just playing, you know. was the fastest. Well, suckers seems to be fastest because just tail end, that's all got them. This pike got all through his body. This kind of little spear. Sucker could shoot better or something. So after we get home, mother and sister started cut this fish up. Our dogs eat that much, plenty. After the fish dry enough, you know, they say we start to move now. I get back to that where I get to, where they're building raft below Box Canyon. Sister know that river. And when we come out and point, she look out, she say, yeah, from down there we can start raft, she say. No more pack. Shall I talk about it now, or shall we get down to battles?
Talk about the raft.
I talk about the raft in that other one.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
By Malozzi, is that? Huh? Malozzi, is that where you talked about?
No, it's Middle Fork, yeah. Kaikuk, mm-hmm. Kaikuk River.
Maybe you could tell us more about what you did, because you were, what, 11, 12 then?
Yeah.
And how old was your sister?
I was 11 then.
How old was Kitty?
My older sister, mm-hmm. She's quite old. I wouldn't know, maybe 20 or above. Mm-hmm. That's how she's strong, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you do when you were on the raft when you were 11?
Huh?
What, you were 11 then? What was it you did when, I mean, you packed stuff over to the raft or you helped him tie it up? Or?
No, I carried him a small pole. We have to have small poles. All the points we have to cut it back there and bring it down, you know. After the raft is tied up, tied as much as they can. The point like this, you know. Cross piece. Fine. We don't make raft like white people. White people. Real mechanic, and use nails, you know. We use rope or this tree root or willow. Willow is just the same. They could tie, stay there. But this rope we had was what they call cotton rope. Something like what we got around here now. But they got nylon right now, it's much stronger than that cotton rope. They test them when they're fishing, you know. So, yeah. That few miles, you know, was swift water after we take off. That is, we built raft above what they call Rough Rider. This boulder all over in that river. But we have to go sneak like between them, you know. And Dad know how to raft because that's how they always come home from sheep hunting many years ago down Komak, even right here at Alatna. I'll come to that yet pretty soon because that summer he took me out sheep hunting. I was a happy man then, scared, cry every night for how long. Cry for Mama, you know, I thought I'd never see him no more. Because he took me way up here to Falatna. That is after we get down here. Now we got to get to battles. First, another river we come to is North Fork. That's part of this river called North Fork. Flow down from north. Another big river, that's where Dad said we'll camp. And he did better right there, more lakes in there. he should duck your rifle, city rifle, without tearing them. They're trained so they can hit the head or neck in it. So after we eat up and died there, that's a one more day, he figured. It's quite a ways down. I don't know how many miles by river. But anyway, that time it's daylight, night and day, you know. This is pretty near June. Or probably it might be June. I'm not quite sure, but no steamboats yet, you know. When we get to Battles, they say we'll stay close. We just dot that little bluff above town. You watch. They say we're going to camp way down lower end. That's where they call Kubuk Town, Eskimo. When we land, people came out and meet us. I forget what they served first. Not bread and butter, no. It's tea. But flour, they cook it in plain water, you know. Put a little grease of some kind, lard, I think. But it's best with bacon grease. Oh, I like it right now. You call it gravy, I guess, but we make it big pot, big kettle, you know. And oh, you can't get enough to eat when you eat that. The more you eat, the more you want. We call them kairak. See them pancakes I make this morning? Uh-huh. If you not superstitious, you can eat one each. You see? We can put that coffee pot on and make it one.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, just put it right there. We can light that stove and make it hot quick if you want to drink some. You should have lunch now, you see?
No hurry.
You have to eat.
Hungry?
I had good breakfast. I had two hot cakes.
And
two eggs. Two slices of bacon. That lasts me to put near one anyway, I guess. But I thought you want coffee. How about you?
I have some coffee.
Yeah. We can light that one over there and we'll heat it up quick.
You want to light this one?
Oh.
Don't need to. Yeah, we can just let it go slow.
I'm listening to stories.
Yeah.
I want to hear what happens next.
Well, yeah. Well, right here I don't sleep much after that. Other kids, you see. Old folks go to bed, but not us. We'll play all night till we can't move no more, you know.
What kind of play?
We play tag or hide and seek. Just, we had this rope. What do you call that?
Jump rope. That kind of jump rope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two person run it there. You can jump in and jump out. But when you know how, you stand up first. If you fall, then you'll get off, you know. Oh, they could put 3-4 in there. Put those active kids, bigger kids than us, you know. They just, on that rope, jump in, they just jump on, jump out. Jump like that. Then pretty soon the older ones they take that rope, double it next. You know, they have to jump that two rope next. That take fast, they call it. One leg here and one leg there. The two at one time. Called Tati Rigak. That's Sandhill Crane. Tati Rigak. That long beetle, long legged thing. That's how he. Yeah.
That's how he walks.
Yeah. So that's how. I don't know how Eskimos get that game. I don't think white men bring it there. I don't think so. What white men bring is just for girls, you know. Jumping rope, you call it?
We played this kind.
Yeah.
Too. I don't know where it came from. And the double one, they call double Dutch, but I don't know why. We never had any Dutch.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Nobody really know where Eskimos come from yet, I don't think. Yeah. These Akabasan belong to this country, all right. The way we dig out the artifacts. Yeah. I don't know how long we stayed at battles, I couldn't remember. Stay up too much. Day and night is just like same to me then before steamboat came, you know. At that Lookout Mountain I tell you about, it was not grown like the way it is right now. Right now it's full of birch, willows, trees. Excuse me. Oh, that nose doctor say my nose is good. When steamer started come this time, we started to stay up more. We want to see how it comes. Stern wheel I told you about the other tape. They use wood to make the steam. When Dick Hand started to take the freight out, they having to take vegetables out first, maybe that's what the NC company asked him. People was hungry. So, that's why them big miners, they hit that crate and let them potato or onion jump out and grab it. Take one of each and start eating them right there. Get their knife, you know. They don't wait for cooking. After so much come out, and they started to take this flour and other things, beans, rice. Us kids, or younger people, I guess, we go after apples and oranges. And then we'll take my glasses off. It's going to make my eyes look clear.
No, I see through.
Yeah. I'll see it when he gets some developed sometime. How long will that be?
How long do you develop it?
I'll develop them next week.
Next week?
Yeah, and so in a couple weeks, you know, we'll send some back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he's wrong, you can shake your finger at him. Says he has special.
Yeah. That people unloading that boat, you know, they work night and day. When I started working boat, and I remember why. I noticed why then. Because I never knew it cost that much to run boat, you know. People have to eat 4 meals a day. They can't. Pilots, captains, mate, they have purses, they call. Cook.
Must have been pretty exciting when the boat came into town, huh?
Oh, this was good, yeah. Especially to some guys with big poke of gold, you know, to buy with. Didn't know no saloon in there that time. They already moved up Coldfoot and Wiseman. Pretty soon they started called big barrels out. That's whiskey. And beer came in big barrels too. They, I don't know how good they can fit them into a big wooden barrel like that. Thin wood, tied with wire. They rolled them out to that beer, but they come in quart bottles inside. And now once, what is his name now, I'll get it. He happened to get lots of gold out and he was drunk when they landed from Wiseman. And he landed. This guy tell Bill English, he say, he want beer, but Billy tell him he's not saloon keeper. Just going up to Wiseman. Then this fella had brother named Doctor. Came in to help him to pay his bills up, help him work the ground, you know. Did, having to take out lots of gold, I don't know how many $1,000 worth. This doctor grew up and he said, he's going to get 12 bottles for his brother, otherwise he'll get too sick, you know. Nothing to get sober with on. Oh, you ought to see this guy when his brother gave him one quart. He just did this. That cap fly off. And he started pouring it, and I see that foam in that bottle. I never know how good thing he was drinking. No, it's just, I don't envy him nothing, you know. That was, he was neat that. He was drunk all the way down from Wiseman, you know. How much he'd drink up there, nobody knew. But they were running out up there. Another load right there in steamboat. Horse cow will haul it up then. Mostly first load, they say, that's what cows always load up with. Booze and beer, wine. the nixtas that are all flowering and things like that. They work all summer, you know. Our steamboat came up sometime 3-4 times a summer. That much they use up this country. Over half is booze, they say, of that weight, you know. You ever read Bob Marshall's book?
Exploring the books, right?
About Wiseman?
No, I heard about it.
Mm-hmm. You heard about it. You'll find it over there. You better read it, because just the guy say maybe 2/3 of that weight is booze and liquor. What steamer haul all summer, you know. And river scouts from paddles up. And horses even haul freight all winter. Long ago, there was that many people up that way. Twelve o'clock.
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
Let's take a break then.
It's now past noon. Wednesday, and we're going outside Oscar's house.
That must be our mail plane. People are in the field. All that good evil to meet the plane, they go down. Just drop what they're doing.
See who came in.
I can hardly look.
Too bright.
Yeah.
Let's walk around and look at the different... What do you have over here?
Well, it's for slate material. Birch wood. But this is hickory. Just for the main runners. See?
Who's going to make the sled?
Ron.
Oh.
Yeah. You are there. Yeah, we'll go over to look at the moose.
Oh, yeah.
This propane, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Propane stove help us a lot.
That's what we have, propane stove, too, at our cabin. Yeah. Did you make sleds too? Did you make sleds?
Yeah, I built sleds before. Boats, canoes. Even helped build barges.
Oh.
There's no doubt. Here's one.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I find out? I feel it from my feet.
Oh, you can feel different.
I would try to go over there.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
See, as soon as you step on it, it makes different noise.
Yeah.
So there's one right there.
This one right here, huh?
Tell us where it is by the different noise when he steps on it.
I was going to that one. I knew that they had two.
Oh, you could, yeah, so the sticks. Is this your granddaughter and grandsons?
My daughter and granddaughter is working on this.
Oh.
Just one of them dogs right there, but I raised them.
Oh, you raised that one?
Well, let's go look at it.
Go say hello.
was walking behind Oscar's house, and now we've come up to the dogs he's raised. Sign along the riverbank of the Koyukuk outside Oscar Nicktoons' house in Latna. My shadow in the way?
Papa. Let's see. We should be looking at it. Yeah. Pull some of those twigs out.
They make them straight. You called it smaller mass angunin. It's any kind of fish. It's only here. Big ones. Like sea, salmon. She has smaller fish.
What do you call the smaller mass?
Angunin.
Angunin?
Where you go and get something. This is big size here, a little bigger than that. Irawala.
Irawala?
All that sea net is packed up, put away, and see it. You want some more in here, huh?
Yeah, I want to get one with this other film here.
Where do you get your nets?
Huh?
Where do you get your nets?
These here?
Uh-huh.
They have to order them from Anchorage.
From Anchorage.
What you call that place, nets? I got a catalog over there, you'll find it.
Oh. We should take a look at the catalog, huh?
Yeah. We gotta order nets for ourselves.
Yeah, we get nets.
Oh, that's why you want to know. Well.
Do we like...
Another plane coming.
Oh, yeah.
In on the air.
Maybe that's the band coming.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. She said read something to me. Were they going to come up from down the river? Ben.
Yeah, they came from Huslia? Hughes?
Yeah.
Hughes yesterday.
That's where they were.
Yeah.
It's right there then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see that net one more time.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna need to catch any kind of fish. Here's some of what Moses made, that guy you let him.
Oh, Moses made
Haven't got, can you see anything in there?
Just pictures when we were there.
Some framing there ready for this guy. He's the only one making them in here. whole village. We don't care what they charge. It's hard to make it.
Yeah.
These are, you see, outside made snowshoe tracks back there look way different. You remember?
Yeah.
It's not like this. Yeah. You gotta brush your leg before you come in the house now.
Yeah.
You'll get wet. You'll get ammonia like me.
Yeah, he just made some. He just tried to make snowshoes, but they don't look like that.
No.
What's this one? This sled.
Their dad made that before he died.
Who made it?
Frank Sam.
Frank Sam.
Can they keep it up? Break down lots of time, but they pass it up. She's got hickory runners, or hardwood, I don't know what you call. And those stances and benches is hardwood too. Mm-hmm. Birch is easier to break. I just see that. How easy it can run.
Oh, yeah.
The weather getting just right. I guess they'll find it in there.
Who taught Ron how to make sleds?
Oh, he watched his dad make sleds.
Wow. Yes, look at that.
He's gone built on it. I was helping his dad to get all these fitted up just right, you know.
Oh.
I put one together for him. I lay it on the floor. Yeah. I said, you don't want to wobble. It would wobble a little bit. One side will strain too much when you put a load on him. Mm-hmm. That's how you see that there. Broken sled up all the time. But the only one, this one is breaking, is up in the bow. You know, they hit.
He's hitting things.
Bump. They're bumping. Tree.
They make these too.
Yeah. Outside made though.
Oh, outside made. Mm-hmm.
Early days, you know. They make sleds this long and run it this far. But they make this one way out here. That's where man rides. Notice what I mean. Are you get cold?
No, not yet.
Oh, pretty day.
I was getting fine. Not like a couple of days ago.
What's this? Is that snow machine?
Yeah. I don't know how many they got around there. Any time they part, you just dig it out and take what they want. Patch the other one. Mm-hmm. Go again.
Do many people go way out and then their snow machine breaks down?
Oh, yeah.
That happens a lot.
You have to. They have to tell if they don't come at that time, they have to. Somebody
goes out.
When Sandy was here, we used to get these little airplanes, look for them quick. If they need help, we know. Send dog team or another snow machine out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody ever get stuck with their snow machine and then start using dogs again?
No.
No, they keep using snow machines, yeah. Huh?
Well, there's some dry dogs right now. Uh-huh. They never get the machine fixed. Now where you want to go?
What's this?
That's rope. I wouldn't call you what kind of rope that is.
Oh, here's the poster for tonight.
Right here. That's what you call bluegrass band, eh? That's the one.
And the violin and banjo and...
And look what we're going to get. Coffee, tea, cookies, cake, pie.
You got it. What's this over here?
You got a dick for money. That's my saw blades. Sweet saw blades. Sweet saw, not English, sweets.
Were there a lot of sweets here that came?
Lots of miners was sweets. And Norwegians. Oh, in every nationality he was up that way. No, until not too long ago. That must be our frontier, huh?
Yeah.
Going back up the mountain. We're going now?
Mm-hmm.
You can brush your feet up good. We'll brush him up too. Catch it, eh?
Uh-huh.
You see, I don't smoke my pipe. I was going somewhere I can smoke pipe though.
Well,
I tell a story about them old people,
yeah,
that I used to see.
He can catch one picture.
Only thing I didn't have is pluck tobacco. We got all ready made for pipe.
He wanted to know if he smokes his pipe one time and tells his story about ready-made tobacco. And
yeah.
That would be okay with the picture.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Sure, I like that. I put that cigarette right here.
Okay.
Huh?
Said you'll split the
cigarette. Oh, yeah, we have one. What's that?
Busy morning, huh?
Sometimes. Did you find one? When you started to come around while we had that storm, I don't like it.
You know, I don't think I've got more triads with me. I've got more E6.
Triax full of brain side. When I walk around, the smell of the wood burning, The whole village smells real good.
No. Gas fume, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's awful when we get out in the country first and go to Fairbank.
Yeah.
Too much noise. The air is not. Another pain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Someplace where we have more than two now. You had it open?
Taping everything. You know, I was talking to Darlene Bergman yesterday. She's your granddaughter, great-granddaughter, Darlene.
Yes, I know who you're
talking about. I was telling them stories yesterday. I was talking with the kids. We went to school, and I was telling them stories. And then they started telling me some stories. And she was telling one about one time. Well, I was telling her some of the stories of things that happened in Hawaii, you know. And she was talking one time about you and your wife.
Yeah.
One night when your wife was it was late at night and she was up, and there was a canvas hood with no face inside.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me that story yesterday. Remember that one?
Yeah. I never stay home much. I've been out trapping in winter and work out in summer.
Oh.
That's why I don't have much pictures. I try to find them pictures. She always stand alone ahead of the family. And family go down like this. How would I get that on? Must be 10 kids in there all together, you know.
You ever, a lot of times, you know, there's strange things happen. Things that you can't really explain.
Who?
Sometimes strange things happen. Things happen that people can't understand.
Mm.
You know, like.
Or you don't know why.
Yeah, you don't know why it happens. Like maybe a river breaks up funny or a tree falls down.
Like the other day, you know. It was almost 9 o'clock. KJ and Peter was just telling me they're shooting rockets up, look towards heaven, see what's happening up there. Someone just pushed that door and they said, come out, look up in the air. I don't move. I said, run, jump up there. I said, KJNP just telling me, look towards heaven. Things is happening up there. They're shooting rockets up at me. I don't get excited because radio tell me, you see, I believe it. And here they are, they see from here. They thought Fairbanks is too far, but no, just a little way. When two things get high enough, we'll see it from here. Just like we see these stars, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shoot those rockets up from right next to our cabin.
Hmm?
Those rockets, Our cabin is right next to where they shoot them up. We see them go off sometimes.
Over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, things like that, oh, that's...
What they're testing?
Oh, the wind.
Oh, the...
And the magnetism.
Yeah.
The pole, the magnetic pole.
And the northern lights, huh?
Well...
Trying to get pictures of that. Yeah, they test all kinds these days.
Yeah.
I know that time, just like vision we see too, I know that has happened. Maybe some other nation got plane or something up in the air, shooting flares or what you call them, different colors. That was in summer and kind of funny for me too, you know. Winter time is different when it's cold. But summer, you know, you hardly see any color except that thunder, electricity, and that rainbow when we get enough cloud.
Do you ever have anything strange like that happen that made you kind of scared?
Early days when I was reading, you know, they always camp certain kind of place, that's all. Because if them warriors, what you call, from other nation around Alaska, they kill each other them days, you know. Just so they kill somebody, I don't know. My dogs like this back here. They start to bark, not telling you. Mom would always tell us, don't go out. Women's the son. They don't kill women, you know. No warriors kill women. No.
So women
just go out and go back, look. They spot them, come back. But they can't tell what kind of clothes. Sometimes they could tell too. We wear a certain kind. They like Caltech. They wear these ground squirrel foggy. Even years ago they wear them. Like Eskimo. That's part Eskimo, if you want to know. You know?
How old were you then when that was happening?
Oh, when I was growing up, I don't know. That's before mission. But it happened after mission came to that same fall. The old Tabaki Dick pit shoveling like white man. He make kind of bunker out there. He gonna watch nighttime. Nobody show up. He had his 30-30 carbine like that one out there. See, he was not going to kill him. He was going to cut one leg off or something and find out what nationality he come from. He wouldn't kill him, he said. But they don't show up that night, you know. Two or three nights after that, they come again. They take dry fish. Hanging from smoke out like that. They're hungry, you see. That's what they try coming, but afraid to. Couldn't understand, maybe. Yeah, when we stay up summer camp long ago. Just before mission, though, this one. Because we had white man dog, big fella. Never tied up, watchdog, like. We hear him bark. You know, you walk in gravel. Mama says kombucha, to eat that rock grinding, you know. Papa said, Papa never go hunt yet that time. He said, let me go out shooting. Mama said, no. He's not going to kill nobody while we got something, you know. We could war with these egg fasteners, the bow and arrow. No more kills, he said. She know Bible more than me, even. She don't read them. They had training, I don't know how they know it, you know. No more kill. You're not going to kill nobody. Well, we got some people going to say, that's for the dad kill. So I want to find that picture. I couldn't find it yet. I'd stick around. But if you, up Señales, about 35 miles from here, mm-hmm. by kind of straight. About 75, 80 miles by river. Our river is crooked, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't call them by miles in there. We got airplanes that can go straight now.
if your father killed the man, what would happen if there's a son?
Well, white man would go look, you know.
For the
son. Yeah. He's one of them prospectors. Mm-hmm. They prospect up Rocky Bottom, and Latin Malamore, Oscar Creek, but it got different name that time. Muddy. There's gold all in there. But too much rocks. Like with machinery, they would make money now. With gold so high. I think we got permission to prospect. Just to find a mineral, what the United States need. They don't want us to get rich too, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They say they'll pay so much after you find them, you don't have to work. They'll put experienced people in there. Then you'll get royalty, so much out of that dollar. I loaded up. Well, it's too hot. Steam up too much. Now you can see, you don't see much damper like that across there. You know it?
What do they have?
No place to buy it.
Oh.
I brought these from, I think this one from Manly, and I had some from Fairbanks. My friend borrowed for that big house across there. It's okay. He's starting to get warm now. Huh?
Were those prospectors a long time ago?
Yeah, that he was hungry. Yeah.
What would they do?
Well, that dog, they wanted him to come close to our fish. And the tent was right there, finally. He said, you know. And he really go after him. We hear him run straight for that willows behind the camp. Father could look at the track. Then start to follow the river down. There's some more camp below us. Once he get to this river, you know, he could flag a steamboat. So he'll get to where he want to go. Maybe he was lost too, I don't know. But seems to me he didn't have nothing, you know. Because that's the way prospectors go. Pan and shovel, that's all they use. No axe, no rifle, nothing.
They ever hurt anybody?
Yeah, very few disappear up there. They thought very killed them, you know, in spring. These big brown bears, no good. That's when they're in the heat, you know. You don't want to bother their lovers. They can't feel no pain. That is bow and arrow, you know. don't shoot it that time. Like that little spear out there. That's the kind of hunting tool we had besides bow and arrow. But it's just a little short one. This part of bear. But you see, you tie that to birch wood. Just high enough about this, I guess. Man will kneel down and meet it, you know. But they always watch. Let the bear come. Let this one go in right there, you know.
Then,
yeah, right here. Between collarbone and neck. Then you don't want to forget to push this one. This end to the ground. Let the bear somersault. That thing will go way in. Then. Let him fall right there. Hard to believe it, but that's how they kill them, you
so
see.
You kneel and wait for them to come for you.
Soon as
have to be brave.
Yeah. Huh? When they see they can't get them with the arrow, they make noise somewhere until that bear see me. But they gotta be ready with this, you know. And when it comes just right, they put the point right there and they lever this stick. To the ground, let him let that spirit go in and he fall over.
You ever get there that way?
Hmm?
You ever get there that way?